He told me the other night, he goes, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and I reached over and I touched your back and you went, oh. It was great. It was just great. So can you start to see there are things you're hoping to give? There's things you're just wishing someone would appreciate because it's what you want to give to them. So that's the question you're asking in this part. Then, as far as what it is that you want to receive, the first question is, what is it that you need? What is it that you need from your partner? Whether it's your sexual partner, your lifetime partner, what is it that you need? And what would make you happy? So beyond what it is that you need, what are the bonuses? What would you just be so thrilled that someone wanted to give that to you, or be willing to give that to you or do that for you? For those of you who haven't done Celebrating Women or Men and Sex, we define need as what you'll be upset without. What you'll be upset without. Like you'll have a flat tire. Like for most men, you'll need appreciation. For most women, you'll need appreciation. Hear a little theme there? Men and women both need appreciation. It has a different function for each of us, but one thing should just go on everybody's list, need appreciation. So what do you need from your partner, and what would make you happy to receive from your partner? So those are the things that you're going to write down there. Questions? Questions about these distinctions? Anything that's not clear about them? Okay, anybody, you want to tell us your answers to any of these questions? This is a chance to be authentic, genuine, and sincere. And how I'd like you to do this is say what your dating purpose is, and in that relationship, you want to give this and receive this. Yes! Ooh! McCall swinging out there again.
I'm being gutsy.
Yes, okay. Awesome.
What I need in a relationship is love, understanding, patience, attention, touchiness, soft, warmth, giddiness, giggling, and laughter, and all the fun stuff in life. And what I will give back is humor, love, sensitivity, kindness, honesty, warmth, trust, whatever it needs to get what I want.
See, what's important about coming out with all this stuff is, I mean, this is how you play Let's Make a Deal. Wow, what you want to give, I am dying to receive, and what you want to receive, I got to give. I give that. Wow, this would be a good exchange. We both think we got the better end of the deal. You know what kinds of deals last, right? The ones where both people think they got the better end. Those last forever. Okay, who else? What is it that you want, that you're willing to give, you're hoping to give, you need to receive, would make you happy to receive? Yes, Stacy? This is a big chance to be authentic, genuine, and receive. Fly your flag. This is who I am. This is what I want.
What I need is to be invited to participate in his life.
Like, okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not crazy about football, but it'd be great if he invited me to a game, I'd go.
Okay.
So just to be able to play in his life and find out what his world is about, and I need him to be interested and be willing to play in mine. It's really important to me.
Okay.
Need a lot of affection, and I will give that back. Great sex. Give that back. Got to be playful. Like, just have fun. You know, laughing and playful and kind of silly. I need quiet time with him, too, to be able to just kind of chill out together, you know, relax, lay around on a Sunday afternoon. Definitely willing to give all that back, too. And one thing I'm noticing is how much of my needs I've given up and compromised from writing this. So
very good. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What are you hoping to give? Like, you have this gift that if somebody wanted it from you, you would think you died and gone to heaven.
My affection.
Affection. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And being a friend.
And being a friend. Your affection and being their friend.
And
awesome.
A playmate.
And a playmate. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.